Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
I've been asked many times, Mark, I say yes, what can I help you with? And they say, how can I find you? And I just look at him and say, well, you jump on the Monroe Shock Highway, head east until you come to the gas tank sitting in the fuel aisle. Island with a sign that says ka-ching, turn left, go around the fuel aisle and swerve through the tire, stop at the thirsty sign, get back on the high price fuel byway, get the how do you like those fuel prices now lane, go slow through the toll, make sure you flash your give me more high price fuel card, full throttle it out of the toll booth, head south, turn right at the greasy garage where the greasy gun shoots you right up into the silver microphone where I'm sitting. Good to have you along. Welcome into Auto World. Pleasure is all mine to have you join me. Appreciate it. An honor to be here behind the silver microphone each and every week with you folks. And I am having some fun with, you know, you never really take your ears for granted, do you? Or do you? Yeah. Hopefully you use your ears to listen to the noises and the ticks and the knocks and all that that you have coming from your Auto World. That car, that truck you might be driving. And you're riding on your riding lawnmower, you say, and all of a sudden it's tick, 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 faster and faster and faster. Did you check the oil? Oh, I have to do that? Yes. And don't ever overfill a crankcase. Whenever there's a dipstick on the engine, you do not ever, no, never make sure. You just make sure it comes to the full line. If anything, make sure that the oil level is a little bit low. See, what happens is it doesn't matter what kind of engine it is. Well, if you overfill it, the crankshaft that's spinning, it's called revolutions per minute, RPMs, dips down into the oil, foams oil. Now, how does oil foam? Well, if you don't want the oil to foam, folks. That's foam is air, and it will not pick up, you know, air, the oil pump, that is, and lubricate and get through all of the vanes in your small gas engine or your car or your truck. Diesel, oil, engine oil, conventional oil, synthetic oil, whatever kind of oil you're burning in your machine. Foams up and gives it the motor basically locks it up. No, not good. Ed, why does it foam, you ask? I've been asked that quite a few times over the last 40 plus years of being in the automotive field. It foams up because there's a detergent in the oil. Yes, detergent. You know the detergent that you use in your dishwasher, or sometimes you'll grab the blue bottle, the green bottle, whatever kind of green apple smell you like in that hand wash soap. It's got detergent. It's a detergent that you get the oil and the dirt and all that off your dishes and your hands and all. Well, there's detergent in the oil. And there's a detergent in there to do what? To clean. To clean the inside of your motor. That's why, of course, I've just been screaming all the time, change your oil, change your oil, change your oil. Keep good, clean oil in your motor. Because, see, the detergent is just one of the chemicals that's in your oil that actually breaks down, finally gives up. There's no... Well, you can see it when you have the old... Oh, yeah, you got the big, large, huge, you just got done cooking the Costco hot dog. Those are good, aren't they? Those Costco hot dogs. And you see the little bit of grease there in the pan, you put the dishwash soap in there, and all of a sudden you don't have enough dishwash soap because it breaks it down and it cleans, but you need more. You need more to get the hot dog grease out of the pan. So, yeah, it's just like your engine. The detergent finally does give away. Give up. It just gives up. It says, I cannot keep cleaning this engine, these rod bearings, these pistons, this camshaft. You know, all the mechanic jargon, words that's inside your engine. Make sure that you change your oil. How often? 3,000 to 4,000 miles. Well, oh, Mark, come on. I got synthetic oil. Yeah, I can go longer. Yeah, go ahead. 5,000 to 6,000. But still, please, change your oil. Okay, today, here on Auto World, going to have a lot of fun. With you, of course, every week we do 3 hours of Auto World, And, of course, a lot of you might be listening. We've got a great family, Auto World affiliate family, radio stations that take Auto World coast to coast. Very proud to say that. Glad you are here. Thank you. If you're on a delayed station, I tip my hat to you, too. Some of our radio affiliates cannot take the show sometimes on the day that it is live. They take it on a different day, different time slot. So every hour is different, and that's with different. We go into the email bag, as you know. I take your emails live. I also do we're here for your live phone calls, of course, with that phone number. It's been here since 1992 here at Auto World. That number is 855-660-4261. Welcome your calls. I welcome your emails. I also welcome your Facebook messaging me. Yes. Please do. Facebook address is my name, Mark Evans. Can't miss it. Head on over there right now if you'd like. Please take a look at the photos we put up. I've got a concept car up there. This concept looks like a van. We're going to talk a little bit about that here today here on Auto World. Got some comments on that. We're going to, you know, share those with you also. But it's a concept car, and it's a concept car burning hydrogen. And it has a range of, a little over 400 miles. But it's a hydrogen burner. Yeah. So head on over. We have also the Facebook page of Auto World Radio, what you're listening to. So that's on Facebook. We've got the Instagram account, Auto World Media. So please do head on over, take a look at our photos. And today on Auto World, first hour, a little tease for you. We're going to share more car slogans with you. I did that last week, and I've got a ton more to share with you. So we're going to do some car slogans throughout every hour. And we've got that question that I didn't get to last week. See, isn't that something? 3 hours and I still don't get to everything. So this week we're going to finish up the question. And the question was, what city leads other cities in electric vehicle adoption? Which city do you think it is? Your city? Where are you sitting at? Are you sitting in, well, maybe Los Angeles? Are you sitting in Boston? Are you sitting, it doesn't matter, Chicago, St. Louis, wherever you might be sitting on all our Auto World, great Auto World affiliates, radio affiliate stations, and or if you're listening to us on GCNlive.com, thank you, and throw a guess out there to me, please do. What city leads other cities in electric vehicle adoption? We'll get to that, I promise, this week right here. Also, the history of sun visors. Do you use them? Yeah, that's another thing we didn't get to last week. We're going to get to it this week. You know, let's start that off right now. Why not? First, sun visor. If you have one of those sun visors in your car, or even maybe if you have an old truck, you might even have an old car, you might have a sun visor on the outside of the windshield. The first sun visor was created by an amateur inventor and had a glare shield name. This invention was quickly picked up by Ford, and since 1924, all Ford Model T with full cabin had this feature. For some around a decade, sun visor was an outside feature for about a decade or so on the car and or truck, and only in 1931 it took place inside the cabin. And I want to share with you who the inventor was, what his name is, and of course the questions like, what's the purpose of a sun visor? What? You know what the purpose is. It keeps the sun out of your face, your eyes, so you can see, so you don't hit me when I'm going down that highway coming right at you. We're going to share a lot of those questions with you. Now, is there sun visors maybe, or visors on hats? See, that's for another hour of Auto World. Yeah, well, we're going to talk about Auto World, cars, trucks, absolutely. The first listen. Yes, that's a segment we do here in Auto World. The first listen is coming your way this first hour. And it's something about all-electric Mini. Yes, an all-electric Mini? Huh? What? Yeah, it's coming your way. Also, you Jeep Wrangler owners, what is going on? Oh, yeah, you're looking over at your spouse. You're saying, what? Well, we have a Wrangler. What's he talking about? The Jeep Wrangler owners switching to something new. We'll get to that. That's all in the first hour. Besides, of course, absolutely, the email bag is to the left of me, right over there where Eddie, the engine emailer, takes care of your emails, and he's in the studio today. Thank you, Eddie, for being here. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, little tease. Got to find out what's going on the second and third hours. And don't forget, email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We'll return in just a few seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y-protein.net.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio. Got a little trivia right now here on Auto World. The 1959 Mercedes-Benz W111 was the first production car with, this was back in 1959, folks, marked a milestone back in that day. It was a car that was the design with the first front and rear crumple zones for absorbing the energy on impact. Yeah. That's one of the reasons, the biggest, baddest reason, that was back in 1955, and it was a Mercedes-Benz W111 model. They figured it out back then that, you know, to absorb the energy from an accident so you do not get hurt. Always have trivia for you every hour of Auto World. Now the second hour, give you a little tease so you can know what's coming up. Why not? Hey, second hour. Do you want to get charged for your creature features? Yeah, that's one of the photos that we put up there on Facebook. Heated seats. I know, they're hot right now because we're in the summer zone. But, you know, winter does come around, and sometimes we have to turn the heated seats on. Do you want to be charged? How about a heated steering wheel? Well, we're going to get to that. A company, a car manufacturer, is going to be charging you $18 a month just to have heated seats. Ah, yes. And what about maybe a fake engine sound through your radio? Fake engine sound through your radio? What? Yeah, if you're same manufacturer, we're going to talk a little bit about that. You know, wait a minute, I can still hear the engine if you've got good ears. You can still hear the engine, can't you? Well, sometimes maybe you can't because you got the stereo turned up listening to Auto World. That's good. Thank you. And, oh, yeah, we're going to be a little bit sharing with you something about the Ford F-150 Lightning again, powering up in a different way. They're always changing it up, aren't they? This isn't a good way. They're helping. And it was the highlight of the show, as I might say. Third hour of Auto World. You got some more car slogans coming your way. And also the third hour, I'm going to be... I've got some great news here, which a lot of you have been emailing me and calling, actually. Thank you. Appreciate that. You're finding me. That's what I like, finding me and finding my phone and calling me direct. And, hey, I welcome that, too. You can, of course, by finding me, you just Google my name. Or you can do that to get to our podcast, too. So if you did miss something last hour or last week or 2 weeks or a year or 4 years or, you know, back in 1992, you can go back and listen. Absolutely. And you just Google Auto World Mark Evans. Now, recycling. Yeah, recycling EV batteries. A lot of you have been wondering about that. Are they doing it? They are. They are. We're going to share a car manufacturer's teamed up with Redwood. Not the Redwood trees that you're thinking about in California. No, no, but a company. We're going to get to that, of course. And I've also got the third hour. I absolutely have got a product for you folks that will drop your coolant. I want you to stay cool in your car. I want your car to stay cool. And if we can get the motor cooler, by really not doing a lot, why not, huh? Well, I've got a product for you that's a coolant, super coolant. Temperature, it's going to be lower by 20 degrees. And that's really the max that you want to do because you need heat in the engine to basically, you know, for sure, operate the sensors that are plugged into your engine, your radiator, keep electric fan running, of course, and also the fuel injectors. You have to have fuel injectors to work correctly. You do. Absolutely. Okay, give you about 20 minutes there to decide if your city, what city leads other cities in electric vehicle adoption, EV adoption. What city do you think it is? Is it your city? Well, the winner is electric vehicles are on the rise in Seattle, Washington. You folks in Seattle, yes, the EV share of vehicle, the registrations is how they know this. By designated market area, of course. And Seattle's the winner of the EV adoption. A lot of you there in Seattle are adopting the EVs more than and embracing electric vehicles more than anyone of all of the rest of us across much of our country. Yeah, this is brand new data that just came out. And the electric vehicles, as we talk here on Auto World, I get a lot of news about it. I touch base and, you know, give you a little bit of information each week. They're up. In Seattle alone, they're up about 11.2% of new vehicle registrations in the Seattle metro area. But that's far more than Minneapolis, St. Paul, for instance, here. About 2.7% up in April of vehicle registrations of EVs in Denver. There's 6.2% in Denver registrations by month. Of course, we're talking about per month. And this is they're looking at it, and we've been talking a little bit about the charge points here. How are you going to charge it? Where are you going to charge it? Are you going to have to wait to charge it? Is, you know, are you going to stand in line, park in line, whatever you want to call it, with your electric car to get them charged? Well, that's all part of this equation. But Seattle is the winner of the city that leads other cities in electrical vehicle adoption. Now, why not give you some other information about what cars are in line to get charged up? Well, the top five EVs in the Seattle area at this point right now is the number one spot. Well, let's start. I've got five. Let's go from five on up. Number five is the Volkswagen ID.4, and this is by all registrations. You know, all of you have to register it and get the sticker on the plates and all that. The fourth one is a Tesla Model S. Number four is the Nissan Leaf. Number four, that was number three. Number four is Tesla, the Tesla Model 3. And the number one registered vehicle in Seattle area, the metro area there, for adopting EV vehicle adoption is the Tesla Model Y. And here's the percentage rate of what the difference in registration is. The Tesla Model Y is 34.8%. The Tesla Model 3 is 20.2%. And then the Volkswagen, which is number fifth on the list, is the Volkswagen ID.4, is 5.5. So what a difference in registration. You got 5.5 on the Volkswagen ID.4 versus the Tesla Model Y, the number one slot there at 34.8. Wow. Man, this is quite a difference. So do you drive one? What model do you drive? And, of course, as we go through Auto World each and every week, we talk about, you know, EVs and that. What brands? We're going to get more and more brands coming your way. Polestar, we talked about that last week or the week before and all. So we're going to get more and more brands coming to us. Of course, the Mercedes and BMW and Lexus has EVs out now. So we've got a lot of different models and makes to pick from. Absolutely. So I have the email bag to the left of me. We're going to get into that here in the next segment. Take your emails here live and in the studio here at the Greasy Garage Studio at Auto World. 855-660-4261 is my number, as always, since 1992. Axelrod Alex is here to take your calls, to tune you in and make you so I can hear you and everyone else can hear you, too. We're going to have, of course, absolutely the trivia throughout all 3 hours. But, you know, right now, it's time to go to a short break. And when we return, not only am I going to go into the email bag, but the very first listen right here on Auto World. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A preliminary report by the Texas House Investigative Committee is outlining multiple failures in the Robb Elementary School shooting in Uvalde. The report noted failures in overall law enforcement response, the shooter's family, social media platforms, and the school itself. Families are meeting with the committee to go over the 77-page report. The Biden administration is not saying mission accomplished over falling gas prices.
He has dispatched his team to do everything we can to ease price pressures. It is his top domestic economic priority.
That's according to White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Bernstein acknowledged that while gas prices are down about 50 cents a gallon, they're still unacceptably high. USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My Gabriel socks are worn out. I maybe should have bought Monroe socks. Yellow for Monroe and, of course, white or red for the Gabriels. Maybe Rough Country. Oh, yeah, for all of you that have got those big trucks and all, you have Rough Countries on there. They're good. I've installed and purchased a lot of those type of Rough Country shocks to put on four-wheel drives. In fact, we've got a Ford full-size Bronco that we're building. We put some Rough Countries on it. Make that ride stop it from shaking. Auto World, America's automobile enthusiast show. Good to have you along. Glad you're here. Today here on Auto World, we're having a lot of fun with not only your emails. Of course, the email address is my email, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Don't forget, you can Facebook message me, and the address is my name, Mark Evans, and or even Auto World Radio. Come on over. Take a look. I always like to share a lot of things, pictures with you there. As they say, a picture's worth 1,000 words. So when your automotive repair shop, your transmission shop, your tire shop, your detail shop, whatever repair shop you're at, windshield shop, and they're talking these words you don't understand, just have them take a photo of what they're talking about. Just text it over to you. And like I said, that's worth 1,000 words. You'll understand what they're talking about. That's right. Got a little trivia. Let's do it. Got a little question. This is for you folks now. I'd like you to have your help to answer this. I've always got a little detail, a gift bag that we send out to you. Here's the trivia question for the first hour. What was the last year of the Ford Maverick compact car in the United States of America? What was the last year of the Ford Maverick compact car in the United States of America? 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Okay, we're going to go to the email bag here in just a second, but before we do that, Why don't we do, the first listen. You know, usually you have to say first look, but you're listening. So we're doing the first listen. The first listen. Do you have a Mini Cooper? Do you like the Mini Coopers? Have you always wished to have a Mini Cooper? Oh, yeah, they're fun. Oh, especially the S model. Got the turbocharger on it. Well, the first listen is the all-electric Mini Cooper SE, a convertible concept. Cars coming your way. Maybe, maybe not. That's what that concept word means. That means it's kind of there for the media to see and ride and drive in and all that. They get their opinions. The car manufacturer gets our opinions of that. And then they decide, and they do a poll, and they find if they should or should not build it. That's what the concept word means. So for you folks looking at that hydrogen-burning van, we're going to get to that here later in Auto World, but that is a concept van that's burning hydrogen. And all the car manufacturers have actually been talking about hydrogen, so that's why we're going to share that with you a little later here on Auto World. But right now, it's time the British automaker was pulled the wraps off the all-electric Mini Cooper SE convertible. All electric. Yep. It's a potential companion cousin to the hardtop Cooper SE. You folks, before you get all excited about this ragtop again, remember, it's a concept, but they're talking about it. They've actually have done a little bit of their own. Well, they took 600 loyal owners of the gas S model, and they asked them to do a 1,000-mile group trek across the country, and they did. They went from, of course, Burlington. They did. They started there in Vermont to Spartanburg, South Carolina, and let them have a touch and a taste of it all to see if they liked it or not. So they're using all of us for that, you know, that touch and taste. The electric convertible shares the same basic design as the gas model, of course, with the folding roof, because it's a convertible Cooper SE hardtop. Now, you might not want to know what the measurements are, but why not? Because if you're going electric, do you need to have a lighter car than a gas model? Here's a little, it measures right now at this point, as if it's really going to be growing. It's 152.1 inches in length with a 98.2-inch wheelbase. It stands 56.4 inches tall and measures 68 inches in width. That's why it's called a Mini. Here's a little true fact about the new electric Mini Cooper. The top, you know, the convertible top can be folded down or put back up in about 18 seconds. Does that really matter? Does it matter to you? Well, I think it really matters. You ever think about your garage door opener? And we here at Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio, we think about the car lifts at all times. You know how many hours we must spend touching the button to raise your car up and down on that car lift? Well, just like your convertible top, you don't, you know, like we sit, the poll stated as last week, we spend about 6 months of our life sitting at red lights. I don't really want you to sit in the driver's seat of your new electric your electric Mini, folks, for 6 months of your life waiting for the top. Now, this brand new concept, little Mini Cooper, it has two all-electric models, also feature the same drivetrain with a single motor mounted on the front axle, putting about 181 horsepower and 199 pound-feet of torque. Here's the launch. Now, that little electric Mini Cooper, it can launch from 0 to 62 miles per hour in about 7.7 seconds. That's what they claim. Mini claims that at this point. So stay tuned. It's a concept car and a little convertible. It's an all-new, all-electric Mini Cooper SE convertible concept. So as soon as I get more news on it, I'll let you know. But I do know that they're fun cars. They really are, and they get great gas mileage. Boy, now, with an electric one, are you going to get good electric mileage? You could, probably. Okay, it's time. Let's do the email bag. Let's jump in there. Hand that email bag over to me, Eddie, the engine emailer. Woo, there it is. Jumped in and grabbed one. There's one right there. Okay, now, email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And again, 911, if it's a 911, you need help now. Put 911 up there, and Eddie, the engine emailer here, will take care of your email and get it to me as soon as possible. you do not want me to read it live on the air, just say, no, it would help me anyway, and this one I can read, so let's do it. From Corpus Christi. Awesome. Hey, Mark, Ralph here. Great show. Thank you, Ralph. Appreciate that. Ralph says, I have a power steering problem with our Pontiac Grand Am. In the morning, it whines a little, and I have no power steering. Armstrong steering, LOL. Laughing out loud, that stands for, yes. Could this be the pump or the steering rack, question mark? Or do I just need a flush? Good to be with you every week on 98.7 FM in Corpus Christi, Texas. Ralph. Thank you, Ralph. Hey, it's good to be with you, too. All you folks down in Corpus Christi area, let's do a little shout-out. Yes, shout-out. There's our shout-out horn. Let's do a shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate, KEYS, AM 1440, and FM, where Ralph's listening, 98.7. Portland, Mathis, Alice, Orange Grove, Corpus Christi, Texas, and all of you in between, all the other towns, thank you. Appreciate you tuning in. And now, see, this is what's great about. Thank you, Ralph. I appreciate that. And by the way, Ralph, before I answer your email question, send me an email address that, through email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, that I can send you out a great detailed gift package. Just to give you a little taste of how to keep your car smelling good inside and outside. Now, Ralph, you just helped a ton of people, I believe. This is how this all works. One email, Ralph, you're not the only person, I guarantee you, that has Armstrong steering right now, that their steering rack is not working. Yes, that is what's wrong. Only when you have your car, doesn't matter if it's Ralph's Pontiac Grand Am or a van or a truck or whatever it might be, the steering rack is what causes your vehicle to drive, you know, left and right. Has to have power steering pressure. When we return after this break, we're going to finish up with Ralph's email because I have so many more tips to help you and, of course, Ralph. We'll be right back. Right here from the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Put some 102 in my gas tank. Maybe I'll get more fuel economy out of her. Welcome back to Auto World. You know, we're talking about fuel economy. That's what we're all after. I've noticed here where we're broadcasting, I'm broadcasting here in the Auto World Plaza live in Boise, Idaho. I've noticed the roads are a little bit, slightly a little bit dampered with cars. Yeah, there's not a lot of cars like they used to be on the roads, especially on the weekends. That's slowed up quite a bit. Well, so is $5 and $6, $7 the number to slow us all up to think about? Well, I know a lot of you might have a notebook now of your shopping list, and you know where you're going and how long you're going to spend. So if you just throw an air cleaner in there, come on, put a new air filter in it, put a bottle of STP fuel injector cleaner in the fuel tank. Always look for the super concentrated words on the face of the bottle. You want a cleaner, folks, that will work. You want to knock all the carbon out of there so your combustion chamber is nice and clean and shiny again, just like it was when it was new. That's how, you know, Mark, I bought this new car here about 4 years ago, and they stated on the window sticker it gets, you know, 15 to maybe 21 on the highway, 15 in town, and now I'm only getting 12 and maybe 15. Why? Well, I understand it's a little bit worn out and all. You know, you're thinking, yes, yes, but you got carbon buildup in there. You got a plugged-up air filter in there. How about your fuel filter? These are the most simplest things. The fuel filter, you got to get the fuel up to the injectors, the fuel injectors, in order for them to spray correctly. Fuel injectors are all carboned up. They're not spraying anymore. They're dripping. Then, who's managing all this? You're not. You're just pushing the go pedal. You're sitting back, relaxing in the air conditioning. Hopefully that's blowing cool. If not, give me a call. Email me. Address? AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Yeah. That's how easy that is. No charge. Free. Nothing. 45 years ASC, Certified Master Technician. I will give you, over the telephone or over the email, advice, period, to get your car running correctly, to get it up to snuff again. Talking about getting it up to snuff here. Ralph, listening to us in Corpus Christi, Texas on 98.7 FM. KEYS, AM 1440, AM side. Good to have you folks along there in Portland, Mathis, and Alice, and Orange Grove, and Corpus Christi. And Ralph, thank you. You just fixed a lot of people's by bringing this question up. Your question is, you're stating here in the email that you have a Pontiac Grand Am, and you're saying that you got no power steering first thing in the morning? It whines. Also, you stated here on the, and you're wondering if it's a steering rack. Do you need a flush, power steering flush, pump? There's a lot of things. Okay, so really there isn't a lot of things. Let's just get down to the nuts and the bolts of the story here to help Ralph and you folks there also has that have hard steering in the morning. In fact, I have a customer this last week that talked to me about this. It's amazing. And it's going to be a vehicle that has over 100,000 miles on it because we have to wear the parts out before they cause this these problems, which brings up the questions of what's wrong with my car. And that's some of the biggest reasons a lot of you get rid of or trade your car in, your vehicle in, your auto world in, and get a newer car and get lower miles on it. Well, some of us can't afford to do that. We got to fix what we have. So, Ralph, you have a power steering rack going out. But why I say that, Ralph, is because in the morning when the motor's cold and the steering rack is cold and the power steering pump is cold, you go start it up, you'll hear a little whine. The pump is trying to push with pressure the power steering fluid through the rack. And when you go to turn the steering wheel, you got manual steering. And then it breaks loose, and you, all of a sudden you have power steering. If that's what you have, Ralph, you've got, as long as you have a whine, which you state you do, that means one thing I want you to check first is a power steering pump. Make sure it's full. You got to have power steering fluid in there in order to get the rack to work correctly. Now, the Pontiac Grand Am, Ralph, you can go to AutoZone and Pep Boys or Advanced Auto Parts, you know, a parts store near you, O'Reilly's maybe, and get power steering fluid. Don't buy Honda power steering fluid to put in a Pontiac, but you can put a generic, their brand of power steering fluid in a Pontiac Grand Am. You will not hurt the rack or the power steering pump. Now, you folks that have a Honda, BMW, a Lexus, Mercedes, stop right there. Do not go put generic power steering fluid in it. I know I have a lot of the Hondas come into the Greasy Grout shop. They complain about the whine, and I ask them what brand. My power steering was leaking, so I put some more fluid in it, Mark. What kind of fluid did you put in it? Just the off-the-shelf stuff there, Mark. They take their own steering rack out. So the Hondas, for some reason, you have to have Honda. It's an oil. It's a special oil in the way that's designed to go through the Honda power steering rack. So, Ralph, you can do generic power steering fluid, but make sure the pump is full. Make sure that the belt, the serpentine belt, is not slipping. You have to make sure the belt's turning the pulley, and the pump can actually turn correctly and tight to spin and push the pressure to the steering rack. If that's all intact, Ralph, you're good to go to say that, yes, the power steering rack is gone. Lots of money. A lot of money, Ralph. Do that. They're buried there up on the firewall, on the very bottom of the firewall. It's really tough to get them out. A lot of money. Yes, you've probably been quoted. If not, get a quote. I'm going to guess a Pontiac. I don't have the year of your Pontiac, but roughly I know the, was it 2002, roughly, something like that? No, 06 maybe was the last year. So anyway, back in the early 2000s there, you are probably going to have to spend at least $1,500 to $1,800 to have someone do it. So make sure she's full of fluid, Ralph. Appreciate it. That is a power steering rack problem, I believe you have. Thank you for emailing in from Corpus Christi, Texas. Good to have you folks along. Got a car slogan. By the way, Ralph, I need your address so we can get you a gift package out, okay? Thank you. Appreciate it. Car slogans. Oh, yeah, you've heard them. You've seen them and heard them on the radio here, of course. Do you have a Honda? Oh, the car slogan for the Honda. Here's just a few of them. The Honda cars. Like that Honda Odyssey that has the power steering, you know, squealing. The power of dreams right there. Oh, yes, Honda cars. It must be love. Not when the power steering is whining. How about the Acura? The true definition of luxury. Yours. Acura. Here's another slogan they use. Precision crafted performance. Sometimes you wonder if that's really true, don't you? Yeah, because of what reason? Well, because the power steering is whining and you're wondering, precision? What the heck are they talking about? No precision with this problem. We're going to bring more car slogans to you in the second and third hour of Auto World. Coming up also on the second hour, folks, I want to try to make sure that keep you cool, I want to keep your car cool. I have a great product that it works awesome. It actually drops the temperatures down by 20%. 20%, 20 degrees. 20%, 20 degrees. Also, we're going to talk about the company that's teamed up with another car manufacturer. They've come together as a partner on the recycling of EV batteries. Yay! And at the end of the second hour, I've got what happened on this day in automotive history. And this is something that every city in the United States has, which means you, where you're sitting right now and listening. And the third hour now, at the end of the third hour, I've got a word with Mark. So stay tuned for that. That affects each and every one of you. Guarantee it. And we have also, before we the garage door comes down, here on this first hour of Auto World, we're talking about sun visors. Yeah. Well, here's the inventor of it. The sun visor. Hopefully you're using it to keep the sun out of your eyes. The sun visors have been around at least since 1931, actually 1924. But back in 1931, when William C. Van Dresser patented his visor, the visors even today look largely similar to the earlier visors that he invented. One reason, of course, is, you know, because they work. They haven't changed a lot. No. They are the same. The old cars, of course, were cardboard. Yeah, cardboard. And sometimes when they're sitting out in the sun, you go to grab the thing and it's rotted. And the stitching around the edge of it comes down in your face. Or don't you just love, does your visor in your new car, some of you have two visors. Oh, yeah. One that you can swing over to the right if you're in the passenger side, and then one in front of you. Isn't that a great idea? I think it is. I think it's an awesome idea. And second hour. Think about this question. Why do sun visors have mirrors in them? Well, you females know why. Us guys, we don't get over there in the passenger side and put makeup on, I don't believe, do we? No. So the second hour, we're going to answer that question. And we're also going to talk a little bit about the sun visor that could be on the outside of your car, that there's no longer sun visors on the outside of the cars. But there used to be. Oh, yeah. And we're going to go into the email bag, too. Thanks for joining me right here on the first hour. Look forward to seeing you on the second hour and the third hour. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe and motor on.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.